Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. I'm your host, Amy Beltran, CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my podcast and my signature coaching program, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. If you like the podcast, you're going to love my group coaching program. If you want to learn more about it, including the investment, what's included, get client testimonials, and to sign up and enroll, please head over to irresistibleicing.com/course. That link is also in the show notes. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are talking about motivation and action. All right, you ready to get into it? Because I am. This is going to be juicy. So, think about this for a second, okay? How many times have you sat around and waited for motivation? You know, you sit and you wait and you look for that magical epiphany to fall from the sky, that aha moment, because you feel that you need that thing to motivate you to lose your weight and create the life you crave. So you are constantly looking for signs. You're looking for inspiration and motivation around every single corner because you think that if you could just find that motivation, that thing that's going to inspire you, it's going to move you to just buckle down and lose all of your weight and never look back again. I know some people that have gone as far as hoping and wishing that they would get a medical diagnosis or a medical scare so that they could lose the weight, thinking that that is somehow going to motivate and sustain them to make these massive changes to their life. I'm going to be here today to completely wreck and break and tear apart everything you thought you knew, because none of that is accurate. None of that is how you do this. You cannot wait around for motivation to show up. Motivation doesn't work that way. It doesn't just show up. You have to take action in order to build and create motivation. I'm going to say that again. Motivation does not come before action. You have to take action in order to build and create motivation. And that is what so many people get wrong. And how much time have you wasted in your life? Think about your life for a second. How much time have you wasted telling yourself, well, when I just don't feel inspired right now. I just don't feel motivated to lose the weight. I know I need to. I know I want to, but I just don't have the motivation. So whenever I find my mojo, I'm going to get back to it. Right? And let me just paint the picture of what that looks like. So let's say something does motivate you, okay? Whatever that may be, a photo, you see someone else, you hear something, you read something, whatever it is, and you get all super motivated and you say, okay, you know, this is it. This is the last time I'm going to get the weight off. I'm going to finally do this. I'm not going to ever have to look back again. And you throw out all the junk in the house. You go eat all the last dinners at every single place that you love. Eat all the things because on Monday, right? It's always on Monday. On Monday, we're going to start fresh and I'm going to be so motivated. I've like printed out all my recipes and I'm like pinning stuff on Pinterest and I got my meal plans and I am like ready to go, girl. Okay. And then you start out strong Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe you make it through the whole week. Sometimes that's a thing, right? But for most people, a lot of times, even by the weekend or midweek, they're fizzling out and crashing. Sometimes this motivation will last a couple weeks, even a couple months, right? But it doesn't last. And that's what I want you to think about. Motivation does not have a long lifespan. And so, you know me, I'm always coming up here with the truth bombs. You're doing it wrong, and you've been doing it wrong your entire life. The things that you're getting wrong is that you're waiting for motivation to hit. And then when it does hit, if it hits, you're doing it in a way that is all or nothing, that is setting you up to fail. And if you are a chronic yo-yo dieter, you are a pro at setting yourself up to fail. And if you don't believe me, I want you to look at your own life. If you have a history of yo-yo dieting, gaining and losing, then you have the evidence is there that shows you motivation doesn't last. Everybody's going to get excited in the beginning. Anytime something is new and fresh, it's exciting. I'm going to, you know, I get up. And that's why you go and do all those things. Like, let me go. It's like a ritual for you. You have this weight loss ritual that is broken. It's broken. We have to be able to take action in order to build motivation to continue to take that action. This is not a one and done thing, guys. Like, I still need to take action, and I need to continue to do that throughout the journey that I'm on. And let's just be clear about this journey. When we talk about weight loss, this is not a journey that gets off at a final destination. That's the other thing that's broken in the thought process, is that there is a final destination. There is not. And in your mind, you've created the final stop. The final destination is your goal weight. Without thinking about, well, when I get to my goal weight, how do I stay here? How do I manage my emotions? How do I not emotionally eat anymore to handle life? How do I think differently? How do I talk differently? How do I treat myself differently? Because no matter what size you are, that inner fat bitch doesn't just die because you got to your goal weight. Okay, so like, think about that too. This is not a journey that's going to have a beginning and an end. Okay, so going back to motivation, it cannot and it will not sustain you in this journey. You are not created to feel motivated every single day of your life. You are not created to feel motivated even when your why is super strong. It's not meant to work that way. So the minute you fall off the wagon, you get through that midweek slump, or you get a couple weeks or months into your weight loss journey, you think something's wrong with you. You think something's wrong with your motivation. Oh, I lost my mojo. I lost my motivation. Oh, it's just so hard to do this. Oh. And you then spend and wait. Let's not say spend. You waste countless time, hours, months, days, some of you years, on the search, the quest for the mojo, to find that motivation that's going to like snap you back into reality of what you need to do for yourself. Instead of doing what you should be doing, which is taking action towards what you want. And it's not just action, guys. The way that I frame this, and it's inside the Irresistible You course and coaching program, is we talk about imperfect action. So it's imperfect action that you need to be taking, not just action, because we have to break this all or nothing bullshit cycle. You think that what you do, the actions you take, have to be all or nothing. It's like, you know, I got to go ham. I got to go like, you know, down to like this low amount of calories and this all or nothing mentality. And I can't have this type of food and I can't have that type of food. And it's like you are setting yourself up to fail because you are trying to make this so, so difficult. And when we think about weight loss, it is not about the food. It is not about the calories. It is not about the workout plans. That is like 5, maybe 10% of your problem. That's it. You don't have an issue with the type of food that you're eating. You have an issue controlling your emotions. You have an issue using food as a comfort. You have an issue not feeling good enough about yourself. And then treating yourself like a piece of shit because you think you are a piece of shit. It's not about these stupid bullshit diet plans. That is not what you need to find. It's like, oh, I need to get motivated and find that new, you know, thinking like that new paleo diet or that new keto diet or that new da-da-da-da-da. That diet is going to make me feel so motivated. Let me just say it again. You already have a pile of evidence in your life that that doesn't work. Because so many of you listening are going to put up a wall. You're going to put up resistance to what I'm saying and going, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to feel things. I do feel things, and like convincing yourself that you do and you really don't. When part of the problem is that you're afraid to feel things. You're afraid to be with yourself. You're afraid to be alone with yourself because you're terrified of what you might say and think. But if you continue to run away from those things, you will never face the problem head on. So this all or nothing thinking, you have to throw it away. And you have to start taking imperfect action, whether you're motivated to or not. We don't care if we're motivated. We don't give a shit if we're motivated. Waiting for motivation, you might as well sit there and wait to die. Seriously. Because that's essentially what you're doing. You're sitting around wasting your life looking for something that doesn't exist in the way that you think it does. Motivation is not a reliable source. It's just not reliable. It is not long-lasting. Think about motivation in the sense of a relationship. When you first meet someone and you're in that honeymoon phase and it's exciting and it's new and it's fresh and it's like nobody's showing the other person their bad habits yet. Nobody's getting on the other person's nerves just the way they breathe yet. Y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? Everything is fun. Everything is light. Everything is easy. You don't have bills together yet. You don't have a life together yet. You don't have kids. You don't have the house. You don't have the stresses of life that are going to happen in a relationship that you commit to with someone. That honeymoon phase, it will go away. But that underlying love, that underlying commitment, that foundation that you need to have in a relationship, if you've got that on lock, it's unbreakable. Which means the two of you, as long as you're willing to take action together, you're going to get through anything. If you're only surface level relying on that honeymoon phase and the, you know, I see new couples and like, oh, that's so sweet. Isn't that nice? But it's going to fade, right? The love doesn't fade. If anything, I think about for me with my husband and I, the love is, I mean, I can't even, like 10,000 times more strong now than it was when we first met in the beginning stages. And there's just this rock solid foundation that is completely unbreakable. You have to have that foundation within yourself if you want to achieve your goals, if you want to change your life. Because this isn't just about surface level bullshit weight loss. This isn't about, oh, let me lose 30 pounds to fit in the dress. Like, get out of here with that. Like, this is about changing your life. And you cannot change your life in the irresistible you way if you're sitting around waiting for motivation. Because let me explain what I mean by that. All right, just ride with me for a minute, okay? Here we go. When I think of and created as a creator of the Irresistible You framework, this journey is not a weight loss program. If you're coming into here or you're wanting to work with me because you want to go on a diet, find somebody else. I don't do diets. This is not even a weight loss program. This is a fundamental change of your life, how you think, how you feel, how you carry yourself, how you show up. Because the weight, while it might seem like it's just this surface level problem, we can all see it, right? Weight, fat is visible to all of us. It's much deeper than that. And it's much deeper in the sense that being overweight and being considered the token fat girl it has played a role in your life in so many different ways. What do I mean by that? It's created this lack of confidence, and that lack of confidence is like a chain reaction. It has stopped you from showing up in the way that you know you should be showing up. It stops you from raising your hand. It stops you from sitting in the front row. It stops you from being seen. So you hide, you emotionally shrink yourself down. Okay? So in order to change your life, not just lose the weight, but all the things that I just talked about, building back your confidence, learning how to be in the moment, learning how to like embrace life and live life and not just exist as a shell of a zombie in your life, you can't only rely on motivation to get you through this. Because the way that you start to have the things that we talk about in the Irresistible You journey with the different guiding principles and everything, the way that that happens is by taking imperfect action. Because I promise you, when you dig into this journey, the more you dig in and the more you learn how to get comfortable and quiet and alone with yourself, you will not feel motivated. You will have times where you want to run away and hide, and that's the old you trying to stop the new you from being born, okay? You have to learn how to take imperfect action. And by taking imperfect action, it builds motivation. It's like a domino effect. Let me think of an example here to share with you guys. So I'm going to use just a very basic example. Okay, let's say you wake up and you're just not feeling it today. You are just like, you're not having a day. You're just having a day where you don't want to do anything. You're feeling kind of lazy. Your energy's very low and you haven't even gotten in the shower yet. So now you feel not only that, you feel gross. You just don't feel beautiful because you haven't gotten yourself ready. So it's like, okay, I know the way that I feel today in that state, there's no way I'm going to go find some motivation. If I go and look for motivation, it's probably going to be tonight by the time I feel motivated to do anything. And then what's the point, right? That is a perfect example of you just need to take imperfect action. So what would you do in that circumstance? My advice in that circumstance is the number one thing you need to go do first without any other expectations of what comes next. Get your ass in the shower. Just get your ass in the shower and do the thing, okay? And don't put any other expectations and just see what happens. And I know for me personally, it's like, okay, I got out of the shower. Well, now my hair's wet, right? So I got to do something with this wet hair, whether it's styling my hair or whether I just don't have the F's to give today, we're going to just put it back, like put it up in a, you know, a low bun or something. Okay. So now I have my hair done. Okay. And then I'm like looking at myself and I'm like, well, I look looking kind of dusty and raggedy without my face done. So, you know, maybe I'll just put a little bit of like, tinted moisturizer or some, you know, face powder or something. And then once I put that, I'm thinking, okay, now you look really washed out. We need to put some blush. And I'm like, okay, well, now we need some bronzer, girl. Now we need our highlight. Now we need to contour this face. And by then, it's like, oh, damn, there you are. And then I'm looking at it and like, okay, well, now your eyes are looking, you know, like kind of boring here with, you know, the skin is all done and good. And it's like it creates this chain of events. So now the makeup is on. And I'm like, well, you know me, y'all know me. I'm not going anywhere without my big old hoop earrings. So we're going to put them babies on. And then it's like, well, now I'm sitting here in a robe. So I might as well put on something cute. It doesn't have to be, you know, over the top. It could just be a casual look. That is action. That is creating motivation to do more. Do you see the difference? That is not me forcing myself to do stuff. And everybody thinks, well, if I don't feel motivated, then I have to force myself through it. You shouldn't have to force yourself to do anything. And that terminology, like I always say, words matter, the way that you speak to yourself and about yourself. talking about forcing yourself to do something, that's just not a good time. That's not a good vibe to have. You know, you need to take that initial action, which is why I say pick something that is small and manageable without any other expectations. Because when we first started this, we said, I feel gross today. I'm not feeling motivated. I just need to go take a shower. And something about a shower is, you know, number one, we're going to get clean. Number two, it's also invigorating, and it kind of just gets the brain building some momentum. And now that I've done that, I've built this momentum and I feel motivated to do a little bit more. Okay. And the other thing about imperfect action, any action, honestly, action alleviates anxiety. Action alleviates anxiety. Think about it. You know, when you're feeling so anxious because you've put on 10 pounds, okay? Let's just use this. You've put on 10 pounds, you know your clothes are feeling tight, you told yourself this wasn't going to happen again, and now you're feeling all kinds of anxiety around, oh my God, how did this happen again? Oh my God, I was supposed to be down 10 pounds by now and I need to quickly get this weight off. And you're like, what? Just, you go into like that crazed, desperate dieting mode of like, I just need to get the weight off and I'm feeling so. And that mindset, that frazzled, crazy mindset, gets you to a place where you don't even do anything because you're so wound up and anxious about it. But if you just take small steps, it will start to alleviate that action. You know, it's like, I'm going to take these small steps, I'm going to take these actions today, even if I just go for a walk for 10 minutes, it's better than what I did yesterday of sitting my ass on the couch. I'm going to eat at home. I'm not going to worry about what it is, but it's better than ordering food out because at least I know what's going in my body. Those are imperfect actions, and by doing that, you're putting yourself in motion, and I promise you, it starts to alleviate those anxieties that you have. Because now you've told yourself, but I'm taking action. I am moving in the right direction, versus staying stuck in this like this like vortex of frazzledness and meltdown and desperate dieting. We're not doing any of that. Okay. So the thing about imperfect action that I love as well, instead of just relying on motivation, is that when we take action, it leads to more ideas. It leads to more inspiration, if you will. It awakens the creativity that's inside of you. It awakens the part of you that you've been stifling for so long. Because when you take action, it builds confidence. And when you build confidence, you build more motivation to do it again. Because your actions show you evidence of what you can do. Motivation does not give you any type of evidence. Action is real, hard evidence. When you can look back and say, okay, yesterday I went for a 30-minute walk. I didn't think I could go for 30 minutes. I bet you I could do it again today. And it's building that motivation because you took action. Not because motivation fell from the sky and just fell down and said, I am here, feel motivated. It is now your time to shine. It doesn't work that way. We don't need to have aha moments. We don't need to have rock bottom moments in order to change our life. Can those things happen and inspire us? Absolutely. And that's okay. That's great. But what I'm saying here is we're in it to win it. We're here for the lifelong journey. We can't solely rely on motivation falling out of the sky. And we can't rely on, well, as long as I feel motivated. Like, how many of you have gone on that weight loss journey, and the moment you don't feel motivated, you go back into your old routines? And that's clearly not working. Right? Or the people that put their head down, they get the weight off, 6-8 months later, they're at their goal, and then they can't keep it off. Because they only relied on feeling motivated. They only relied on being in that bubble for that amount of time. And it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. So your actions will build evidence that you can then use and pull from and go, aha, I can do that. I can wear the bathing suit. I can go out in public and ask for what I want. I can hold my head up high and be proud of myself, even at the size I'm at right now. And the more you do that, that's the epitome of the irresistible you journey, is like learning how to be confident again, or maybe for the first time ever, learning how to be present, learning how to be mindful, learning how to be the badass bitch that you were born to be, and ask for what the hell you want. Stop letting people walk on top of you. Stop letting people make you feel like you're invisible. We're not doing that shit anymore. And you're going to get through that by taking action every single day, imperfect action. And what you've got to change, the mindset shift here, you've got to stop saying, well, I need to get motivated to lose weight. Well, I need to get motivated to, you know, change my life. I just haven't felt motivated to sit down and think about what I want. Well, guess what? Guess what happens when you do that day in and day out? The year, the months, the years, your life, it rolls by. It just goes. Because life isn't slowing down for any of us. It is not slowing down. So until you decide to be intentional and say, wait a second, I don't need to get motivated to take action for what I want. I need to take action so I can get motivated for what I want. That's the mindset shift. You go from, I need to get motivated to take action, to I need to take action in order to get motivated. That creates the domino effect to build the momentum that you need. And one of the other philosophies that I've taken on over the years is that done is better than perfect. Done is better than perfect. You know, I use this philosophy in so many things, even the podcast, even days where I'm like, okay, I don't really know how I want to set this up. I don't know how I want to, like, I don't know what kind of topic I want to cover today. I just know I want to hit on this. I don't really have it down, like the outline and everything, but you know what? Let's just hit record. And I have found for me too, like when I get on here and I do this podcast, the more I do it, the more I start talking, the more, like, even as I'm sitting here, I've pressed pause and I'm like jotting down notes for future episodes, because that's what happens with action. It's inspiring. It inspires more action, more motivation, more momentum. If I were to just sit here and go, oh, I can't think of anything to say today. I don't know what I want to do. I'm not going to hit record. I'm done. There is no opportunity to open the door to that creativity. None. It's the same thing with you and your life. Let's think about weight loss. If we don't put the shoes on, if we don't put the walking shoes on, we can't even open the door to go outside to do the walk. So sometimes that's what it takes, right? It's like, I know I need to go out for a walk today. I know I need to move my body. I just don't feel motivated. Okay? But could you just go put your shoes on with no other expectations? Put your workout clothes on and then go put your shoes on. And let's just see what happens. And you know what? Today, tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe you just still stay home and you don't go anywhere. So then you can tell yourself, all right, putting my shoes on and my clothes was a hell of a lot better than what I did yesterday. So now today or tomorrow, it's like, what if I just open the door? So now you're just standing there in workout clothes, you got shoes on, and you got the door open. So are you really going to close the door now? Are you going to just just push yourself outside. It's small, imperfect action steps that you have to take. Drop the all or nothing. The all or nothing is going to pull you down every single time you get caught up in it. Every single time. We're not perfect. We're not meant to be perfect. Our goal is not perfection. Our goal is action. And the more times we take action, the more we build evidence about what we can do to where certain things start to just become the way we are now. It builds habits. And so many of you will not even start your weight loss journey because you think you can't do enough. You think that you can't lose it fast enough. And if you don't pick the bullshit diet program, you won't get the weight off fast enough. Are people that say, well, I only have 5 minutes a day to like work out or move my body, and that's just not enough time. Well, let's be clear. 5 minutes of something is better than 5 minutes more of nothing. So even if you have 5 minutes and you're moving your body, it's a hell of a lot more than you're doing if you're just sitting your ass at home on the couch. And the people that I see doing this, myself included, because this I have been down this road many times before, is that when you think this way, well, I don't have time. Well, I don't have enough time. Well, I don't know what to eat. Well, and it's like the people that think that way, that think, well, if I do those things, I'm not going to lose enough weight, or I could probably just stay the same, or I'll lose like 5 pounds, and like, what's the point? So instead, every single year, they're gaining 20 pounds. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And that is exactly what's going to happen. And again, it goes back to, you know, this is a bigger, broader thing. You know, there's layers to all of this, right? But the bigger layer here underneath is that, again, it's really not about the food and the exercise so much as it is about how you manage yourself and your emotions. That's what you have to fix. You have to fix the inner fat bitch. You have to fix your thought process. You have to fix the way that you deal with life. Because using food is not how we deal with life. It's just not. So it's small steps, guys. And at some point, you have to balance and ask yourself, you have to figure out what's easier. Is it easier for me to take some action, maybe feel a little bit uncomfortable while I'm doing it because it's new? Or is it easier to do nothing and continue to live under my wet blanket of misery? What do I want to do? And when you break the all or nothing and say, don't look at your goal as this big, scary goal. Like, you know, just like we're talking about 10 pounds 10 times. It's like, instead of telling yourself you have to lose 100 pounds, break it down into 10 times. I need to lose 10 pounds and I can get through this next 10 pounds. I can get through the next pound, right? Imperfect action alleviates anxiety. Motivation is not reliable. It is not sustainable. And in order to get motivated, we have to take action so that we have the evidence to show that we can do it again. And when you see what you can do, I promise you, you feel motivated to do it again and to do it more and to do it bigger over and over and over again. And again, there is no final destination in this journey. We have to know that this is something we're doing and committing to the rest of our life. You don't get to change your eating habits for 6 months, for 8 months, for a year, and then say, well, the hell with that. Let me go back to what I was doing before. I would much rather it take you a lot longer, even double the time, if it means in that process, not only do I now, you know, I've lost my weight, but I've learned how to eat. I've learned how to deal with my emotions. so that the next time life comes along and is like, here you go, here's your knockdown for the week, you're not running back to food to solve it, because it doesn't solve it. So I think that's about it, guys. You don't need motivation. You need action. You need action. That's the takeaway here. So I hope this was helpful. If it was, let me know inside the Facebook group or leave a rating and review on your podcast player. The number one way you can support this podcast, if it has been helping you in your life in any way, is to leave that rating and review so that other women see the podcast. It pushes it further up in the algorithm. And if you also want to support the podcast, you can go on to buymeacoffee.com/irresistibleyou and make a small donation, the same cost of a cup of coffee. And that helps us pay for the tools and resources and hosting products that keep this up and running. So again, you can also join the free Irresistible You Facebook group to stay connected, to have discussions around each episode, and you can get behind the scenes with me on Instagram at Irresistible Icing. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I will catch you in the next episode. Until then, bye guys. Stay irresistible. Bye.